Josh, to erase the deficit that you did against Anaheim to win that game, to be 6-2 in your last eight right now, just what does that do mindset-wise for the team here as you try and finish this thing off on the right note?
Yeah, I thought, last game we had a really hard push in the third period and, really came out hard, and that's what we want to see from our group. I mean, obviously, the situation we're in, we're trying to get better as a group every day and work on things that make us, the Winnipeg Jets a better team next year. It's been we've been playing good hockey. I think our compete level's been in the right place, and we need to continue that here in the last week.
How important is that from your standpoint of, still being a young guy, but a guy that's going to be around here for a long time to make sure that everybody knows what's expected?
Well, I think, obviously, as a group, talking with the coaching staff and everyone, I mean, we want to continue to build our Winnipeg Jets identity here. And these last few games of the season, I mean, we need to continue to be putting those things into place. And obviously, as a young player and everyone, I mean, you can't take your position for granted ever. So you're trying to push yourself and put yourself in a better spot even for next season. So, everybody's working hard. And like I said, we want to keep building that identity. And, it continues here in these last four.
From a teammate standpoint, how exciting is it to see Tyler Myers with the group out there this morning?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's been tough for Mizey, obviously, and he's had a tough year that way with injuries. But, to see him out there and he's an awesome guy. So it's awesome to have him back out there. Obviously, you can't replace the type of player he is either. But, having him out there, just makes you smile.
Last meeting between these two teams came right down to the final seconds and a review. So what kind of what do you remember from that one, and what expectations do you have for the Senators tonight?
Yeah, they play a hard game. Obviously, they're a team that's pushing hard here. They're in a playoff spot right now, but they're pushing hard to stay there. And they play. They have some speed up front. They have a D-man that can join the play. And the last game against them was a good one. So we expect them to come out hard. And obviously, we want to do the same.
Josh, you mentioned the identity and trying to continue to build it. What is the identity that you see this group needing to have?
Well, it's just it's having that compete level up all the time, having our pace up. I think, we have a young group, so a lot of it is, attention to details in the games, working on, managing pucks in certain areas of the ice that I think, when we're playing some teams that are having a lot of success in the league, you see them, they might have a lot of skill, but they manage the puck really well. And I think we've started to see that over the last number of games. We have a lot of skill as well, but we're starting to manage it, and that's when we've been starting to have success. So just those things. Obviously, like I said, the compete level and, the team speed. I think we've got a lot of speed, and we want to play a fast game. So all of those things together. But a lot of those little details that, as a young guy, you have to learn. And, it's good we're playing some of these high-end teams you see with lots of skill that have those details in their game, and they have success.